समभयं प्रतिबोधमात्रम् शुद्धं समं सदसत् परमात्मतत्त्वम् शुद्धं समं सदसत् परमात्मतत्त्वम् शब्दोन्न यत्र पुरुकार्कवान् क्रियार्थो शब्दोन्न यत्र पुरुकार्कवान् क्रियार्थो मया परत् माया परत् परैत्य अभिमुखे च विलज्जमान तद्वै पदं भगवत परमस्य पुंसो ब्रह्मेति यद्विदुरजस्रसुखं विशोकम् शाश्वत प्रशांतमभयं प्रतिबोधमात्रम् शुद्धं समं सदसत् परमात्मतत्त्वम् शब्दोन्न यत्र पुरुकार्कवान् क्रियार्थो माया परत्यभिमुखे च विलज्जमान तद्वै पदं भगवत् परमस्य पुंसो ब्रह्मेति यद्विदुरजस्रसुखं विशोकम्
अभयं प्रतिबोधमात्रम्
शाश्वत प्रशांतमभयं प्रतिबोधमात्रम् शुद्धं समं सदसत् परमात्मतत्त्वम् शब्दो न यत्पुरुकौरवान् क्रियार्थो माया परैत्यभिमुखे च विलज्जमान तद्वै पदं भगवतः परमस्य पुंसो यद्विदुजरसस्कं विशोकम् शाश्वत्प्रशान्तमभयं प्रतिबोधमात्रम् तद्वै पदं भगवतः परमस्य पुंसो Yrammeti yad vijurasasa shuskam shikhokam. Shashvat prashantam abhayam pratibodha matram. Shuddham samam sadasatah paramatma tattvam. Shabdo na yatra purukara kavan kriyartho. Maya paraityam abhimukhecha vilajjamana. Tadvai padam bhagavata paramasya pumso. Brahmeti yadvidurajasra sukham vishokam. Matajis? Shashvat prashantam abhayam pratibodha matram. Shuddham samam sadasattah paramatma tattvam. Shabdo na yatra purukara kavan kriyartho. Maya paraitya vimukhecha vilajjamana. Tadvai padam. Brahmeti yadvidujarasra sukham vishokam. Word to word meaning. Shashvat, eternal, prashantam, without disturbance, abhayam, without fear, pratibodhamatram, a consciousness opposed to the material counterpart, shuddham, uncontaminated, samam, without distinction, sadasataha, of the cause and effect, paramatma tattvam, the principle of the primeval cause, shabdaha, speculative sound, na, not, yatra, where there is, purukarakavan, resulting in fruitive action. Kriya arthaha, for the matter of sacrifice. Maya, illusion. Paraiti, flies away. Abhimukhe, in front of. Cha, also. Vilajjamana, being ashamed of. Tat, that vai is certainly padam, ultimate face, bhagavatah, of the personality of Godhead, paramasya, of the supreme, pumsaha, of the person, brahma, the absolute, iti, thus, yat, which, viduhu, known as, ajasra, unlimited, sukham, happiness, vishokam, without grief. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. What is realized as the absolute Brahman is full of unlimited bliss without grief. That is certainly the ultimate face of the supreme enjoyer, the personality of Godhead. He is eternally void of all disturbances and fearless. He is complete consciousness as opposed to matter. Uncontaminated and without distinctions, he is the principal primeval cause of all causes and effects, in whom there is no sacrifice for fruitive activities, and in whom the illusory energy does not stand. Purport. The supreme enjoyer, the personality of Godhead, is the supreme Brahman or the Samambonam because of his being the supreme cause of all causes. The conception of impersonal Brahman realization is the first step. Due to his distinction from the illusory concept of material existence. In other words, impersonal Brahman is a feature of the absolute distinct from the material variegatedness, just as light is a conception distinct from its counterpart, darkness. But the light has its variegatedness, which is seen by those who further advance in the light. And thus, the ultimate realization of Brahman is the source of the Brahman light, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Samam Bonam, or the ultimate cause of everything. Therefore, meeting the Personality of Godhead includes the realization of the impersonal Brahman as realized at first in contrast with material inability. The Personality of Godhead is the third step of Brahman realization. As explained in the first canto, one must understand all three features of the Absolute, that is, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Pratibodha Matram is just the opposite conception of material existence. In matter, there are material miseries, and thus in the first realization of Brahman, there is the negation of such material inabilities and there is a feeling of eternal existence distinct from the pangs of birth and death, disease and old age. That is the primary conception of impersonal Brahman. The Supreme Lord is the supreme soul of everything and therefore in the supreme conception, affection is realized. The conception of affection is due to the relationship of soul to soul. A father is affectionate to his son because there is some relationship of nearness between the son and the father. But that sort of affection in the material world is full of inability. When the Personality of Godhead is met, the fullness of affection becomes manifested. Because the reality of the affectionate relationship, he is not the object of affection by material tinges of body and mind, but he is the full, naked, uncontaminated object of affection for all living entities, because he is the super soul or Paramatma within everyone's heart. In the liberated state of affairs, the full-fledged affection of the Lord for the Lord is awakened. This purport is long, so the second portion will be taken up tomorrow. Om Ajnanat Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So we would like to welcome all devotees for today's Bhagavatam class. We are reading from second canto, chapter 7, entitled Scheduled Incarnations. And today's text is text number 47. And as we can see, before starting, I would like to beg for the blessings of all the assembled devotees here that I may be able to speak something on today's subject of discussion. And today is also the most auspicious day of the disappearance of Abhiram Thakur. So we would like to discuss something about that also. Of course, today's verse is long. At the same time, it is very important, and Prabhupada has given a very, very beautiful purport to this. And he is explaining that how the absolute truth, many of us, we consider, okay, that Brahman realization, we are all spiritual realization is compared to many a times as Brahman realization. And here it is, Prabhupada is explaining how it is in contrast to our material existence. Material existence, we all see, is an experience which of so many dualities in the material world, and it includes so much of misery, birth, old age, disease and death. And here Prabhupada is explaining that what is realized as the absolute Brahman is full of unlimited bliss without grief. Because material world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. So that is characterized in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna is telling, this material world is, it is a dukkhale. It is full of grief only. And whatever little happiness or bliss which we may experience, that is actually an absence of trouble or absence of anxiety. Whereas Brahman realization, that is actually the first step in spiritual realization. And he's explaining that that is certainly the ultimate phase of the supreme enjoyer, the personality of Godhead. So here Prabhupada is explaining that the first step to in the spiritual realization is that of Brahman. But actually there is further to that, further from Brahman realization, we have the Paramatma realization and Bhagwan realization. And that is also described in the very first canto, the very famous verse, which explains how absolute the knowledge can be received. It can be understood in three levels. Vadanti tatva vidas tatvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. So the learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call the non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So Prabhupada explains in the purport there that the absolute truth is both subject and object, and there is a qualitative difference. The Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are qualitatively one and the same, but they are different perceptions. The same substance is realized as the impersonal Brahman by the students of Upanishad and as localized Paramatma by the Hiranyagarbhas or the yogis, and as the Bhagavan by the devotees. So these different levels are the goals of achieved by different levels of transcendentalists, and that is explained. And although the Supreme Lord is the supreme soul of everything, and therefore the supreme conception or affection is realized. So when one achieves the Brahman realization, he is at a level where there is no exchange of love or affection. But when one has the progresses further and achieves Bhagavan realization, that is the time when there is actual exchange of love and affection. And that is explained by Srila Prabhupada over here. And that is actually due to the relationship between one soul and the other. And that is what we see even in this world, material world. Although it is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world, yet here also the foundation or the basis of the existence of not only humans, even amongst the other species of life like the animals, we see that everyone is hankering for love. You know, the love or exchange of relationship, having exchange of emotions, that is the foundation which is actually defining our existence, and that it defines the purpose of our existence. And we can see that today is the disappearance day of Abhiram Gopal Thakur. And in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, Lord explains that what is the reason why Lord incarnates in various forms, or through his devotees, or through his expansions. He says, Nirapeksham muninam munim santam nirvairam samadarshanam anuvarjam aham nityam puyeti angri renubhi. So, Lord Krishna has explained to Uddhava that with the dust of my devotees' lotus feet, I desire to purify the material worlds which are situated within me. Thus, I always follow the footsteps of my pure devotees who are free from all personal desire and wrapped in the thought of my pastimes, peaceful without any feelings of enmity and equal disposition everywhere. So, the Lord, He has created this material world with the purpose of creating a facility to fulfill the desire of we, the conditioned souls. You know, Lord is the Supreme Father, and when His children, for He has created this material world only to fulfill our desire. Although this is this is only 1/4 of the entire creation, and 3/4 is actually the spiritual world, but this material world is, as it is called, it is like a Durga or a fort or like a prison, where because we have developed envy towards the Lord and we wanted to enjoy separate from Him, so He has given us this facility that you go and try to enjoy. But at the same time, He does not leave us that you do whatever you want. He, because He has a genuine love for us, He is sending His devotees. He is sending His devotees in the form of, He incarnates Himself, and He sends His devotees in the form of Guru, in the form of the pure devotees, and through the, in the form of scriptures, so that the conditioned soul can be guided back, and he can develop or reawaken his love for the Supreme Lord and come back to Him in the spiritual world. And so that is the reason that He has, He comes in the form of various devotees. And one of His devotees is Abhiram Das Thakur, whose disappearance day, auspicious disappearance is today. In fact, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Krishna says, Krishna Guru Bhakta Shakti Avatar Prakasha Krishna Echhaya Rupe Karena Vilas. In 6 forms, the Lord comes and does His pastimes so that He can bring back the conditioned souls. He comes as in His own form. He comes as Guru. He comes as a Bhakta, as Shakti Avatar, as Prakasha. And in these 6 forms, He comes and He does various pastimes. So, Abhiram Gopal, or he is also called known as Ramadas or Bhiramadas. And earlier in the Dwapar Yuga, in Lord Krishna's pastimes, he was Sridhama, a Gopa who was one of the 12 principal Gopas of Lord Krishna, and he was also the favorite of Balaram or Nityananda Prabhu. And it is explained that Ramdas or Abhiram was fully absorbed in the mellow of friendship. So Sridhama, like here you may find there are, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the Gopas, or 8 of the Gopas are over here, the principal 8 Gopas. So one of them was Sridham. Mm-hmm. And it is explained that these Gopas, every day they would go for Gocharan. They would take all the cows, we will, and for herding them. And they would allow the cows to graze, and they would go engage in playing various plays and games like that. And so one day, Krishna, Balaram and all the Gopas, they were playing hide and seek, lukka lukki. And in Govardhan, they were, and in Govardhan there were so many caves. And so people, the children, they would hide in different places, and then one team would hide in different places and the other team has to search them out. In childhood, we would have also played like that. So, on this very day, what happened is that Krishna suddenly had a desire that, come, let's go to Navadip from here. So, Navadip means, of course, that becomes another yuga itself. This is Dwapar Yuga, and now suddenly he has a desire to go to Kali Yuga, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is having his pastimes in Navadip. So Krishna, Balaram and all the many of the Gopas, they all got themselves the, of course, this is also part of science fiction, how they, you can travel in time, either in future or in past. So along with them, they all came to Navadip, and they had started having pastimes over there. And suddenly, after some time, Krishna realized, no, all of us are here, but where is Sridhama? I'm not able to see him. So now in Kali Yuga, in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now Krishna, same Krishna has come as Sri Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya. And he suddenly becomes very sad that, oh, Sridhama, my dear friend, he is not here. So he asks Nityananda Prabhu, he is Balaram, he has come as Nityananda Prabhu. So he tells Balaram, where is Sridhama? I am not able to see him. So then they realize, oh, actually he is hiding in that cave in Govardhan. So Krishna tells Nityananda, please go and get him. It's been a long time. I am missing him. So then immediately Nityananda Prabhu says, okay, I will go and get him. So then Nityananda Prabhu again goes back to Dwapar Yuga in Govardhan. And he goes to this cave. So if we see, when we read these pastimes, we may think, what is this being spoken? But in spiritual world, all these activities are happening simultaneously in different places. So Nityananda, we don't have access to go over there, but we can hear these stories, fascinating stories. So Nityananda Prabhu actually goes to Govardhan, and then he starts shouting out, Sridhama, Sridhama, where are you, Sridhama? So after some time, and the people around over there were also, they were thinking, what happened to them? Suddenly he's calling out Sridhama. So, of course, Nityananda Prabhu is in his form of Kali Yuga. So suddenly from one of the caves, Sridhama comes out. Sridhama, who was in a transcendental slumber, so he comes out. And he comes out and sees that, now people have become so small. He is in his 12 feet body, and or maybe even more. And he is seeing another person who is calling out his name, and he is very small. So then he says, who are you? Why are you calling out my name? So then Nityananda Prabhu says, "Arey, you don't recognize me? I am Balai. Kanai Balai." So Krishna and Balaram, they were nicknamed as Kanai and Balai. So I am Balai. So he says, how can you be Balai? You are so small. So then Sridhama, so then he says, see, we had actually gone to Navadip, and we are having pastimes over there. So Sridhama was asking, acha, where is Krishna and where are the other Gopas then? So then he said, no, they are all in Navadip. So come, Krishna is feeling very lot of separation with from you. So he has asked me to bring you. So please come along, let us go. So he said, no, I don't believe in you. I don't think you are Balaram or Balai. So he said, okay, if you want, you can test me. So Sri Dama says, okay, so I will go around Govardhan Hill and you catch up with me. And if you can catch up with me, I'll run around. And if you can catch up with me, then you can prove that you are Balai. So in that way, then of course Sri Dama runs. He is clapping his hands and they are just as small as children. They are playing. So as Gopas. And after three rounds, he looks back and sees that, oh, Nityananda Prabhu is there along with him. So that proves that he is having the same stamina. And so then he accepts that this is none other than Balaram. And so Nityananda Prabhu says that, so now that it is proved, so now please come along with me. And Krishna is waiting along with all the cowherd boys in Navadvip. So then Sri Dama says that, no, I am feeling very dejected. You all left me and went away. So I am not going to come. So then Nityananda Prabhu had to plead him a lot. But then Sri Dama said that, okay, I will not come myself, but I will expand myself. And then he comes in the form of Abhiram. And Abhiram, and along with Abhiram, then they go to Navadvip. And there, when Krishna sees Sri Dama over there, in the form of there are different stories. So in one story it is said that Sri Dama only comes, and then both Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they catch he Sri Dama actually said that I don't want to come to Navadvip, because if I have to come over there, then again I have to enter the womb of some mother, and then only I have to take birth again, and I don't want to go through this torture of taking birth. So then Sri Dama says, no problem, we'll take you in this same body. And in this story, then Sri Dama comes along, and then both Krishna and Balaram, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they hold his both hands and they pull him down. And then he becomes shorter. But at the same time, he is not at the same size as the other cowherd boys. So he is, as compared to other boys, he is still tall. So he is one of the principal gopas, it is described. So, and there are many pastimes. So then when Krishna meets Sri Dama, then the both of them sit together and they start discussing many of the pastimes of Braja in Govardhan Hill as cowherd boys. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so engrossed in these pastimes. And suddenly it is described that Abhiram. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually tells him that from today onwards you will be known as Abhiram. Although you are in the same body, but now this is a different version. So now your name will be Abhiram. And in that form, then Lord Krishna, Abhiram, he participates in the various pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Abhiram Thakur is also Nityananda Prabhu's, was very dear to Nityananda Prabhu. And upon his instruction, he participated in all these various leelas. And he was very powerful. And it is said that if Abhiram would offer obeisances to any stone which was not a Shaligram Shila, then that would break, crack and break open. And so one time, it is explained that once, when Nityananda Prabhu was blessed with children, so Abhiram Thakur would come and he would offer obeisances to the child, and even the child would die, because it was not a spiritual portion of the Supreme. So, like this. So, once many times people would fear Abhiram Thakur, because if he comes and offer obeisances to a deity which is not Shaligram Shila, then that would crack. Or if he offered obeisances to any child or any person, and if that person is not a pure devotee, then he would die. So, this so happened that when Nityananda Prabhu, the first child was born, Abhiram Thakur came to offer obeisances and that child died. So, like this, seven children, it said, Nityananda Prabhu's seven children, they departed from the world just after taking birth. So, there, although Sridhama came, he still had a lot of anger with him, it's described. So, finally, a daughter, Ganga Devi, was born to Nityananda Prabhu and Vasudha Devi. And when, after offering his obeisance to the child, Abhiram Thakur, he saw that the child was unaffected. And so, he became very happy. And this time, he said, we have not been deceived. This is a portion of the Supreme Lord himself. And he immediately composed 100 verses in the praise of Ganga Devi, it's described. And later on, when Veera Chandra Prabhu, he was born to Nityananda Prabhu, at that time also Abhiram came. And there is a nice story, because Nityananda Prabhu, because of the previous experience, he was very he was himself very fearful that Abhiram should not come and offer obeisances. Other than my only son, now he will also die. So he had informed all the people that don't allow Abhiram, because now son has been born, so they had big celebrations over there. But then Nityananda Prabhu had told the people around, and actually Abhiram Thakur was staying a little further away across the Ganga. And so he had informed even the boatmen over there that even if Abhiram wants to come this cross the Ganga, don't bring him. You don't get him on the boat. So when Abhiram Thakur, he got the news that Nityananda Prabhu has been blessed with son. So, he immediately thought that, okay, let me go and visit him. So, Abhiram Thakur, when he came to the banks of the Ganga, then he told the boatman that, you take me across. So, then immediately the boatman asked him, are you not Abhiram Das? He said, yes. No, I cannot take you across. Because Nityananda Prabhu has already given us instruction, we should not take you across. And what he did, instead of giving any room for any scope for Abhiram to cross the river, they sunk the boat. They filled in water in the boats and sunk it. So like that, all the boatmen across on the banks of Ganga, they had sunk their boats because they did not wanted to take Abhiram across. So what Abhiram Thakur did, he took out his shawl and he just floated it on the water, on Ganga. And he sat on that. And on that cloth itself, he went across the Mother Ganga. So all the people, when they saw this, they were totally amazed that this person is really very, very powerful and he's having so many such divine qualities. And when he went across, then Nityananda Prabhu came to know, oh, now Abhiram Thakur has come. So then, forgetting all the other things, so he invited him and brought him to the place. And then he said, oh, where is your son? Please bring him. I want to offer obeisances. So again, everybody was very, very anxious that now what will happen? We don't know. So they were fearing that again, something very disastrous may happen. But then, this time when Abhiram Thakur, he offered obeisances to Veera Chandra, so then the child was still alive. And so then it is said that he composed in his glories, he composed the Birbhadrashtakam. So once it is also said that there was very young child by the name Raghunandan Thakur, who was the son of Mukunda Das. And Abhiram Thakur had heard that Raghunandan Das is also a pure devotee of the Lord. So he was very desperate because to come and meet him and have his association. So when he came to the house of Mukunda Das, so Mukunda Das, his family, his parents and all, they had come to know that Abhiram is coming. So again, they were all very fearful. If he comes over here and offer obeisances, then if our child dies, what we will do? So what they did is, they send Raghunandan somewhere. They hid him in some place and told, when Abhiram Thakur came, he asked him, where is, I want to come and meet with Raghunandan. So, in fact, he asked Mukunda. So, Mukunda said, no, he is not here. He has gone to some other village. So, in the meantime, Abhiram Thakur was invited and he was nicely taken care of and all. And then, when he was about to leave, so Raghunandan also, he was also very anxious to offer, offer obeisances to Abhiram Thakur. He is a he is a parshad of the Lord, and to take his blessings. So Raghunandan also, in the meantime, where he was put in the in neighboring village's house, he somehow escaped from there, and he came to meet with Abhiram Thakur. And outside the village, in one place, they both met each other and they both offered obeisances. So then immediately Abhiram Thakur asked him, who are you? So he said, I am Raghunandan myself. And so Abhiram Thakur was so happy upon seeing him. And it is also said that Abhiram Thakur had once asked Mukunda that who is father and who is son? You know? So are you the father, Mukunda Das, or and Raghunandan is your son, or is Raghunandan your father? You know? So this may seem as a very weird question. But the principle here is very nicely enunciated, that because Raghunandan Das was such a pure devotee of the Lord, and he actually inspired Mukunda Das to become more serious in his devotional journey. And so Mukunda Das said, no, Raghunandan is my father because he has blessed me with devotional service. And so in this way, Abhiram Thakur said, and then Raghunandan and Abhiram Thakur, both of them, they started dancing in ecstasy and doing very nice, beautiful kirtan. And in the kirtan was so ecstatic, it is said that one of Raghunandan's nupur, the anklets, it actually fell off, and it fell off to a very far off place. And that place is called Akai Hut, where Kalya Krishna Das used to do his bhajan. And this Nupur is still being worshipped along with Kalya Krishna, Thakur's deity, at a place not very far from Katwa, that is a place called Karvi. So, there are many such pastimes of Abhiram Das Thakur, and it is said he was married to Malini Devi. And she was also brought from, again, from Dwapar Yuga. There is again a very beautiful pastime about that, but we don't have that much time to go into detail. But she also came from all the way from Vrindavan and to Navadip. And by her presence, there was so much of opulence in that village. And it is explained that Abhiram Thakur, his Ishtadev or his deities were none other than Gopinathji. You know. So, after appearing, Gopinathji, he came in a dream to Abhiram Thakur and he said, I am in this place over here in the mud, kindly remove me. You know, there are many such stories, like even how the appearance of Gopalji to Madhavendrapuri. So, something similar to that. So, Gopinathji came to the dream of Abhiram Thakur and said that at such and such place, I am there. So, kindly remove me and start offering worship to me. So, Abhiram Thakur arranged for the villagers to come and dug that place. And lo and behold, there was this beautiful deity of Gopinathji which appeared from there. And that place, when they dug, it became a kund. And that kund was named as Rama Kund. And after Gopinathji was placed in and worship was started, this kund, it became very celebrated. And Abhiram Thakur, along with all the villagers and devotees, they took bath over there. And it is said that anybody who takes bath in this place, he is blessed with Krishna Bhakti. And this is explained in Bhakti Ratnakar. And it is a place very close to the Ganges River. And there is also one instance in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that Ramadas Abhirama Sakhya Prema Arasi Sola Sangera Kashtatuli Ekarele Vanshi. So, it is explained that, as we know, Abhiram Das was none other than Sridhama. They were all Gopa friends of Krishna. So, just like Krishna used to play the flute, even Sridhama used to play the flute. So, it is explained that here in as Abhiram, he also suddenly he developed this desire that, oh, I want to play the vamshi or I want to play the flute. But then he could not find any wood or a bamboo stick to make a flute. Normally, flutes are made with bamboo. But then there was a big log of wood which was so heavy that even 32 people could not remove or shift it. But then, Abhiram Thakur, because of his divine potency or divine energy, what he did is, he made that wood into such a way that it became a flute with 16 knots. And normally in flute, there may be 7 or knots. But he made it with 16 knots and he started playing that. You know? So, like this, there are... and it is explained that as a cowherd boy, he then started to dance and in ecstasy. Also, it is there is this beautiful pastime of Abhiram Das's whip which he had, which was called Jai Mangal. You know? So, Jai Mangal was a whip which he had, and he whomever he would hit with this Jai Mangal, he was blessed with the love of Godhead. You know? And love for Krishna was awakened. So one day, Srinivas Acharya, he was a very young boy and he had come. And Abhiram Thakur, he started touching him with the whip. And it is said that first time he touched him with the whip and Srinivas Acharya started to dance and chant in Kirtan. And the second time, he became even more ecstatic in love of God. And the third time he hit. So, by that, this time he was almost about to collapse. And so his wife, Malini Devi, she started shouting and saying, don't hit him again because he is just a small boy. So please have mercy upon him. And he was, Srinivas Acharya, he was fully drowned in Krishna's prem. So, and when Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he ordered Nityananda Prabhu to go and preach in Navadeep, at that time, it is explained that Nityananda Prabhu, he took along with him three devotees. And one of them was Ramdas or Abhiram Das, Sri Gadadhar and others. And by his preaching, he was so strong in his preaching that atheists and others would fear, tremble in fear in front of him. And he was a very, very great learned scholar. And according to the desire of Nityananda Prabhu, he had preached even after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Abhiram Thakur used to preach in these areas of Gaudadesh, and his deities of Radha Gopinath are still over there in this place. So, on this very auspicious day, we can seek, pray to Abhiram Thakur, who is one of the greatest devotees of Lord and empowered. And seek his blessing that we may also be get the mercy of his whip and in our heart also the Lord's devotional service and Krishna Prem can be awakened and we can achieve our goal of our life. With that prayer, I would like to thank you all for your patient hearing. Hare Krishna. Shri Abhiram Thakur ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you.